Dach is Makis Perak Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Misha Nigmar Zino Ubarach. Somebody who hadn't been already decided by Beis Din, and he escaped from the Beis Din before Beis Din could carry out the punishment, Ubar Lufnei Oso Beis Din. He was then brought back before that very same Beis Din, Ein Sosrin Es Dino. Beis Din would not annul the previous Din. They would not rejudge the case, even though he escaped in the interim. Instead, they would carry out the punishment immediately. Call Makom Shiyamdu Shnayim Biyomru. Anytime two Adam stand up in Beis Din and say, Me'idin anu be'ish ploni, shen nigmar dino, be'bez dino shal ploni. We are made about this person, that his din had been decided by a Beis Din in such and such a place, that Beis Din had already made a decision that he is high of a certain punishment for an avera that he did, uploni uploni Adam, and so and so and so and so were the Adam that were made on him in that Beis Din, and that Beis Din was not able to carry out the punishment, so therefore the two Adam come and are made in a different Beis Din that the other Beis Din had already decided that the person deserves to be punished. Harei ze yeharei. This new Beis Din would carry out the punishment that was decided by the other Beis Din and would kill this person that was chayev misa. Sanhedrin no heges be'eretz u'v'chutz la'aretz. A Sanhedrin that judges capital cases would do so both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. Even if Sanhedrin in chutz la'aretz has the authority to put somebody to death, this is only at a time when the Sanhedrin HaGadol is sitting in the Beit HaMikdash in the Lishkat HaGadol. But at a time when the Sanhedrin HaGadol is no longer sitting in the Beit HaMikdash, then the Sanhedrin no longer has an authority to carry out capital cases. Sanhedrin HaHoreges Achas B'Shavua Nikris Chavlonis. A Sanhedrin that carries out a death penalty once every 7 years is called a destructive Sanhedrin, as it is very, very frequent to carry out a death penalty once every 7 years. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, Echad L'Shivim Shana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, if a Sanhedrin carries out a death penalty once every 70 years, that's already a lot. Rabbi Tarfim, Rabbi Akiva Oimrim, Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin Lo Nerag Adam Me'olam. Rabbi Tarfim and Rabbi Akiva say, had we been at the time that Sanhedrin was carrying out capital cases, we would never have carried out a death penalty, as they would interrogate the Edom to the point that the Edom would no longer be able to respond to the interrogation, as they would make it very, very difficult for the Edom to answer back the questions, and therefore they would never carry out a death penalty. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Atein Mar ben Shoychei Damim B'Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, they also would cause much blood to be spilled, be Yisrael, as if the murderers are not afraid that they would be put to death by Beis Din, they would carry on what they want to do without any fear, so therefore that would cause that even more people would be murdered, be Yisrael. Misachas Makis Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph Elohim HaGolan. The following people are hired to go into Golis, to go into exile, to the Ari of Miklat that were set out for this purpose. Ha-horeg nefesh b'shkaga. Somebody who kills somebody else unintentionally. Ha-ya magel b'magela b'nafla lo b'harakto. Somebody who was rolling a roller to smooth out the tar on his roof, and as he was pushing it down, it slipped out of your hand, fell to somebody, and killed him. Or, ha-ya mishasho b'chavit b'nafla lo b'harakto. Somebody who was lowering a bucket and it slipped out of your hand, fell on somebody and killed him. Or, Haya Yored Basulam Benafuala Bahargo Harezeg Gola. Somebody who was descending a ladder, slipped off the ladder, fell on somebody and killed him. All of these people go into Gullus. This is considered killing somebody Bishogig, and there is a Chiyav Gullus to one of the Ari Miklot. Avon Haya Moshe Bemagila Benafuala Bahargo. But somebody who was pushing up a roller as he was smoothing out the tar on his roof, and it slipped out of your hand and killed somebody. Somebody who was drawing a bucket, he was pulling it up, and as he was pulling it up, the rope snapped, it fell on somebody and killed somebody. Somebody who was going up a ladder and slipped off the ladder on his way up, fell on somebody and killed him. these people do not go into Gullus. That HaKlal, this is the general rule. Kosh of Bederach Yiridoso Gola, Bishalo Bederach Yiridoso Eina Gola. Anytime somebody was on his way down or was pulling an object down and the object fell out of his hand and killed somebody, in such a case, this would be a Chiyuv Gullus. For somebody who was pushing something up or going up a ladder himself and fell on somebody and killed somebody, in such a case, there is no Chiyuv Gullus. The reason being is that somebody who is going down, it is much more likely that an accident will happen and somebody will be hurt. So therefore, he's mechuyev to be very careful. And if an accident happens, this is b'chlav shogeg. This is considered an unintentional causing of somebody's death. But somebody who is pushing something up, it's unlikely that an accident will happen. So therefore, if an accident does happen, this is not considered a shogeg. It's closer to being an honest and unavoidable accident. And therefore, there is no chiyuv gullus. Nishmat habarzo mikito v'harak. Rabbi Omer eino gola. The chachamim oimrim gola. Somebody who is chopping a tree with an axe, and the iron part of the axe disattached itself from its handle, flew out, and killed somebody. Rabbi said there is no chiyuv gullus in this case. The reason being, and this is not considered a shogeg, is closer to being a mazid, an intentional causing of death, as he should have been very careful that the metal was attached very well to the handle. The Chachamim Oimrim Gola, the Chachamim say, this is considered a Chiyuv Golas, as it is a Shogeg in this case, not closer to a Mesif. Min Ha'et HaMisbakeah, Rabbi Omer Gola, the Chachamim Oimrim Eino Gola. Somebody who is chopping a tree, and a chip, a piece of wood from the tree flies out and kill somebody. Rebbe said there is a Chiyuv Gullus in this case. This is considered a shogeg. The Chacham Omrim that there is no Chiyuv Gullus in this case. The reason being, as this is koach, an indirect causing of death, as he was hitting the tree and a piece of wood flew out from the tree, this is not a direct damage from you yourself, and therefore there is no Chiyuv Gullus by koach.